What is Rosh
Hashanah? We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Yud Amud Beis.
How do we know abbreviations of rabbis? Like Reish Yud could be Rav Yosef, Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanan,
right.
Rav Yehuda.
It's a good question.
Ishmael.
Right, you're 100% right. 100% right. You gotta look around sometimes. Figure it out. Look at the source. Look at where it's quoted later. Look. Sometimes you have to get an unabridged Gemara, like an older version, right? Sometimes you got to work to get the answer to that. So we're dedicating our learning tonight to Michael ben Esther. Hashem should bless him, give him happiness, and he should merit to build a beautiful home this year. And we should all eat yummy sufganiyot in his home next year.
Amen.
Okay, we're holding Daf Yud Amud Beis. We had quoted an interesting discussion about how many days does it take to constitute a year. Meaning, we saw Rabbi Meir's opinion that says Yom B'Shana Chashuv Shana. Once you have one day in the year, it's considered like you're already into the next year. A cow that's 2 years old in a day is already included in the three-year-old cows. That was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer said you need 30 days out of the year in order to constitute a year. You need a month out of the year. Then you say once you have a month out of the year, it's like you've had the year. So now along comes Rabbi Yochanan and tells us smack in the middle of the page, if you see on the right, Tosfos says Ein Notin. You go into the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Got it? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'shnehem nikra echad darshu, and both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer or Elazar, they both derived their opinion from the same verse. This is a line that repeats itself numerous times in the Shas. Shnehem nikra echad darshu, both opinions darshan. They derived their opinion from one verse. They both used the same verse. The verse in describing the flood. So it says that when the top of the earth was seen and Noah removed the roof off of the ark, so it says, Vayhi ba'achad v'shishmot shana, 1 in 600 years, barishon in the first month, ve'achad l'chodesh, 1 in the month. So we're holding the first day of the year 601 in Noah's life. And it's already called the year 601, 1 in 600 years, when actually it's only the first day into that year. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Meir says very simply, being that it's only been one day in that new year, and it's called 1 in 600 years, meaning it's called 601 years. So you see, Shmamina, we hear from here we learn, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. All it takes is one day going into the year, and it's as though you've already had that year.
Why does that make sense? It could be half a year. It happens to be that it's the first day of the year, but it doesn't mean he was born, the Noach was born in Rosh Hashanah.
What are you saying? Let's clarify what you're saying.
It says he's 601 years old on the first day, and it was the first day of the month. Rishon Bechad, and the first day was on Rosh. It was the first day of the first month. But that doesn't mean it's the first day of the first month in his years.
Maybe talking about his years, not Rosh Hashanah. First month and first day of his day of his life.
I don't know. That's, I don't think Rashi or anyone.
Okay, let's make an order here a little bit because we're okay. I didn't want to give all these introductions, but we're pushing me to a corner. Okay. Just trying to think how much to include in the introduction. Let's say, I'm going to give one way of understanding this, and because I hope you guys are going to be very with it, I don't know if today or next time you'll come back to me and say, hey, that only works according to one opinion in the Gemara on the next page. Truth is, it works according to both opinions. But for now, we're going to work it out according to one opinion. So I'm just telling you, if you're bothered when we hit the Gemara on the next page and you say, wait a second, how does that work? It also works. But we're going to take the simpler opinion just to make our lives easier, okay? So, let's begin. The Mabul began on the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. That's what the Torah says. It was the 7th month, it was the 8th month. And then, after the flood and everything, the Torah tells us in the first of the first month, meaning the first of Tishrei, well, the first month cannot mean Nisan over here, even though ordinarily the first month does mean Nisan over here. It cannot mean that because the Mabul wasn't finished yet. You had 40 days of rain. So that takes you from Cheshvan to Kislev to Tevis. And then you have 150 days that the waters were just washing off everything. So 150 days is 5 months. So you're Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. You're already holding in Sivan when the waters are still there. And then they kept receding until the 10th month, Tammuz Av, right? And then the tops of the mountains were seen. It says in the 10th month, Niru Roshei Ya'arin, the tops of the mountain were seen. That was Av. Now, the water kept receding, kept being absorbed. And then it says, finally, 1 in 600 years, in the first month, in the first of the month, the water completely dried. So now what's it talking about? What does it mean, the first month? So we don't have any indication when Noach was born. We don't know what month his birthday was. So we assume the Torah is not giving me a date that means nothing to me, right? So when it says the first month, over here I have to say that first month has to be Tishrei. Tishrei, Cheshvan. It cannot be Nisan, because I passed Nisan already. I'm long past Nisan.
Didn't you start the count in month 8?
Yeah.
And that was Cheshvan.
Right.
So the count changed in the middle?
Right.
We also say that
what choice do I have? What am I going to do? What is that? What's the Torah? What can the Torah mean when it says that first month? So it could mean the first month the water came down. You could say it means Cheshvan if you want. That I'm back to month number 1.
We can also say that with Mabul, the time that was before Mabul, maybe it was not some amount of time that was...
Fine. Okay, you could say that. Now, so this brings me back to a month, either Tishrei or Cheshvan, wherever you want to put me, to call month number 1. And it says, one day into that month, into that first month, so you'll say it's the first month of my count. Fine, say I'm full cycle. For whatever reason, I won't say that, but I'm willing to go with you on it for now. When you review the sugya and you see Rashi and you see the whole sugya, you'll see whether that can work or not. You'll learn Rashi over there in the parasha of the Mabul, and you see for yourself if that works or not. What you're saying now, that the first month would be the first month of the rains coming down. But for now, we don't have a contradiction to that off the bat, so we'll go with that. So you've come full circle, and you're the first day in your first circle, and you say that's year 601. Wait a second. This day was 600 a year ago. Now you've come full circle and become 601. All you have is one day in the new year. So you want to suggest that maybe this all goes by his birthday. So I'm going to tell you an answer, which I was bothered by that question. I asked myself, wait a second, what's going on here? And I have one answer, which I think is a feasible answer. And I assume that if I looked hard enough, someone must address this question. Rashi tells us in the Chumash, when we had the census, so there's a troubling thing. The numbers twice come out the same number. and a few months pass between two censuses, and you end up with the same number. So no one was born during those months. No one had a birthday. No one entered the period of between 20 and 60. No one left the period between 20 and 60 years old. What happened? So Rashi says, well, birthdays didn't count by the exact day a person was born. Birthdays went by Rosh Hashanah. So even though technically people's birthdays did change, in this count they didn't work that way. So maybe we'll say the same thing with regards to Noach. If we could say it with regards to all the Jewish people in the desert, maybe we'll say the same thing with regards to Noach. And now, if there's one thing you guys should have noticed by now, it's that there's almost never, I don't know of any instance, that a number is quoted in Tanakh and it works at face value. You know, you'd think the simplest thing to be accurate about is a number. That's what we think. And yet, Moshe says he's going up the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, and we didn't get that one right. God says we're going to be down in Mitzrayim for 400 years. We didn't get that one right. There's another pasuk that says we were there for 430 years and didn't get that one right. Says we're going to be in Babylon for 70 years. We didn't get that one right. So every time the Torah gives us a number, somehow the interpretation is not what we think it's going to be. So, okay, we have to learn what the Torah means when it uses numbers. The Torah says hit him 40 times. The rabbi said, no, the Torah meant up to 40. Don't hit him 40. He already hit him 39. So you see, every time you hit a number in Tanakh, you have to know, okay, this is what it says. Now I have to look to the rabbis, to tradition, because otherwise I'm not going to understand what it says. So here too, if Chazal wouldn't tell me what they said, I'd have said something like you. I have other questions I would have asked. But this is how they derived it. And okay, they knew the laws of derivation, and we don't. To tell you that I like this pshat, no, I don't like this pshat. I'm telling you the best I could come up with so far. But I would like to see a better pshat. I haven't found one yet, but I haven't had too much time to look. So, okay, yeah, I agree with him. You come up with a better pshat. Okay. It's a pshat. I don't think it's a far-fetched pshat. I think I'd like to see something that seems to us, that jives better with us. That we would have an easier time seeing. But okay, I don't think it's such a far-fetched pshat either. I didn't look there. Okay, back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Meir says, being that it's only one day into the year, and it's called 1 in 600 years, so Shema Minah Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. I understand from here that one day in a year is counted as though the year has passed, like we've seen Rabbi Meir's opinion all along. V'idach, another opinion, Rabbi Lozer's opinion, Iktiv B'Sheshmot V'Achad Shana. If the pasuk would have called it 601 years, kidikamit, then you're right. What's it calling 601 years if it's only one day into the 601st year? But it doesn't say that. Hashta dichtiv, being that what the pasuk does say is ba'achat v'shesh mot shana. What it says is 1 in 600 years. Shana a shesh mot kai. The word year is not going on that one. It's going on the 600. It says 1 in 600 years. So it's 600 years and one. Umayachat, so what's that one talking about? Atchalta de'achat kamar. It's not telling you it's the year 601. It's telling you the beginning of that one plus 600 years. The 600 were complete years. That one is just the beginning. So you cannot infer from here that once you begin, it's already counted like year 601. The Torah doesn't count it as year 601. The Torah counts it as 600 years and the beginning of the next one. The beginning of the next one doesn't tell me. It's be'achat, that one. The beginning of be'achat, the beginning of one, v'shesh mot shana, and 600 complete years. If the Torah made that distinction, so then I can't derive from here that a day in a year can count like a year. The Rabbi Lezer my time, so then where does Rabbi Lezer get his logic from? Rabbi Lezer also uses that same pasuk. Remember, we said they both use the same pasuk. The pasuk says, in the first month, one in the month. Midakati yom echadu da'il b'chodesh. it's only one day into the month. Bekakari lei chodesh, and it calls it a month. Barishon teechad lachodesh, one in the month. So you see, Shema mina yom echad bechodesh, chashuv chodesh. You see, a day in the month can count like the month. Umidi yom echad bechodesh, chashuv chodesh. So then logic dictates that if a day in a month counts like a month, so then chodesh be lamed yom b'shana, chashuvim shana, then 30 days in a year can count as a year. Chodesh limnuyav, b'shana limnuya. By a month, you go with its countings, meaning its segments. A month is broken down into days, and the year goes with its segments, that a year is broken down into months. Yeah.
It says one counts as a chodesh, but then it says 30. So it's a chodesh 30 or one? Because then you can say if one counts as a chodesh, and a chodesh counts as a year, then one counts as a year.
Right. So he didn't say, but he was very careful not to say a month and a year counts as a year. One counts as a month. He didn't say one counts as 30 days. One counts as a chodesh. And 30 days count as a year. He didn't say chodesh counts as a year. He says that the Torah refers to it as a month. A day in the month. So it refers to that one day as though it were the month. So you see that a day in a month can count as the month. If you ask me, is this month number one, month number two, even though it's month number one plus a day, that's called month number two already. Once you're one day into the month, it's as though you have that month. The Torah purposely called it one into the month to indicate to me that one can equal like a month.
As opposed to the first day of the year, it says one into the month into the year. One into okay. The month. Is that what he's saying?
That's not exactly what the pasuk says, but the seder, yeah.
That's Rabbi Elazar is thinking.
Right. It could have just said
first day of the year.
I don't know if dafka that, but okay. The pasuk says be'achat l'sheshmot shana barishon be'achat l'chodesh. Barishon means the first month. So why does it say one in the month? Why does it repeat be'achat l'chodesh? It could have just said Barishon or Bechad Larishon. It doesn't say that. It says it was the first month and it was one in that month. So why did it tell me one in that month? That's Lachodesh is extra. Yeah? It said Barishon Bechad Lachodesh. It could have just said Barishon Bechad or Bechad Larishon. It didn't have to say Barishon Bechad and then add the word Lachodesh. That addition teaches me that one day out of the month can constitute a month, and I work with each one based upon its segments. A month is divided into days, so if a day in the month equals a month, so then a year is divided into months. The pasuk says chodesh, the chodesh shana, to the months of the year. You see, a year is divided into months, so then a month in the year constitutes a year. Yes, no, maybe so.
Just like it's divided into months.
A year is divided into months.
Like
months are divided into days.
Divided into days. The days are divided. The year is divided into months.
Correct. This is derived from a pasuk, meaning logic might say maybe the year is divided into weeks. Who told you to divide the year into months? So that the pasuk tells us. It's a gemara we saw earlier on Daf Hey. That month is divided into days and year is divided into months. That's the way the pasuk views it. So if a day in a month constitutes a month, then a month in a year constitutes a year. Now, all of these, are they really limudim or is it an asmachta? My guess would be it's an asmachta. But we need to look deeper and see if we could prove that this way or that way. Is it really a limud, what we're saying here, or is it really an asmachta? Logic dictates it's in a smachta, but we got to prove that. Okay, and now we're up to a very interesting Agata Gemara, which we'll pick up next week. The question of when was the world created? When did everything happen? When is Mashiach coming? Two opinions, Rav Lezer and Rav Yoshua. Did everything start in Tishrei, or did everything start in Nisan? And we'll see that next week.
Depends on